For a lot of listeners, those notes may bring back some memories.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Those are the opening lines from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, the classic 90s sitcom starring Will Smith. But for the Australian DJ, Nick Burkey, that theme sounded like raw material.
And I don't want nobody. I lost. Want nobody. And I don't want nobody.
Jam, never need.
You got that right.
This is Burkey's remix, Jam, which he released early this year on YouTube. But unlike most DJs, Burkey didn't just draw from the show's music. He also weaved together sounds from the series, like Will Smith imitating an old man.
And I don't want nobody.
The butler Jeffrey repeating the name Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Even the knocks on a door.
Ooh.
In the last few years, Burkey has made a name for himself on the internet with these types of remixes. Millions of people have watched his musical takes on Alice in Wonderland, Terminator 2, even Harry Potter. Burkey remixes under the name Pogo, and in a way, his passion for music started in front of a TV screen.
When I was younger, I used to watch a lot of musicals, you see, like Mary Poppins and The King and I, and so I've always been surrounded by this concept of creating a narrative with music.
And today, Burkey spends a lot of time sitting in front of movies and TV shows, listening for the right musical building blocks.
It always starts with the inspiration. I have to have a certain passion for the show, and of course, how can you not be passionate about The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I mean, really.
Yes. I don't know what it was. I just heard the drum loop, and I thought, that's a great foundation for something, and God, every time Will Smith opens his mouth, there's music in his voice.
Not you, fool. Make the mice ice. Arnold Schwarzenegger. But if that's what if I don't. Not you, fool. Ash jam. Extra work for you. You got that right. I could close, so
So, walk us through how you did your first remix. That was Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, that's right. It was a track I called Alice, predictably. And it was a remix of just a single chord from the film. And then I basically found all these different samples of Alice's voice that I really loved the sound of. And then I sequenced them together in a way that seemed to make some musical sense. And I just gave it a really basic beat. I think it's like creating a quilt or a patchwork. You have to find colors within a certain hue and all these different textures that seem to create something bigger.
Disney found out about your remixes, and they didn't get mad at you for using their content. In fact, they offered you a job?
Yeah, that's right. No, instead of tacking a subpoena to my forehead, they they actually issued me a commission. They asked me to fly out to San Francisco to meet up at the Pixar campus, and we spoke about what we could possibly remix as our first commission.
And where did you go from there? What did you end up doing for them?
Well, we walked out of the building with a copy of Up on Blu-ray before the film actually came out, which was quite a novel moment. And I just remember driving over the San Francisco Bridge asking myself, how am I going to make something that pleases one of the most creative agencies in the world?
Let's give a listen to this. This is the remix you did for the movie Up, and it's called Upular. Let me ask you how you measure your success, if you do. When so much of your work exists on the internet, how do you gauge how well you're doing or if the work that you're creating is resonating with an audience?
I never wake up and think I'm going to make a viral video, and I never try to do something to please somebody else. It started off as a hobby, and so I guess the way that I gauge it doing well on the internet is just through YouTube and Facebook. There are people talking about they're skiing and they're listening to it. There's kids on school buses that contact me. People seem to be listening to it in all sorts of amazing contexts. And again, it's just amazing to connect with so many people in that way.
That is Nick Burtke. He also goes by the name Pogo, and he joined us on the line from his studio in Western Australia. Hey, Nick, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.